What do you think about Rach's vacation thievery?
Okay, it's not something I do every time, but I will occasionally, like, take a glass at a bar or a restaurant or something.
You told me to get you a souvenir from Alabama.
Yeah.
You said, you don't have to buy anything, though. Just steal a glass from a bar.
I said that very nonchalantly, and Ken was like, wait a second. What? I know that it's stealing, and it's wrong, and I'm probably someday going to tell my daughter to never, ever do this, but I've done this on more than one occasion, and it's just a small thing.
Just a tiny thing.
It's a tiny thing.
It's a token of my appreciation for you every day to steal things.
Well, okay, if you're going to go spend a lot of money, I'm not, so.
Right,
have you met me? I'm Ken Evans.
Your better option is probably to have me steal something. We've got callers on the line this morning. We've got Brandy on the line in Granville. Brandy, what do you think? Is this okay to steal?
I think it's okay.
Can't believe somebody actually called in to say that.
Yep.
We went to the Rainforest Cafe in Texas, and they had those nice, these were little kid plastic plates,
mm-hmm.
and we took those.
Wait, you took the plates?
That's awesome.
She took the kids' meal plates from Rainforest Cafe.
And you didn't need to go to Texas to go there.
Well, they were there on vacation,
Rach.
Better
take these plates. That's awesome, Brandy.
We had to pay extra to get the souvenir glass for the drinks.
So you're like rationalizing like Rachel, like you paid more for something else so I can steal now.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Brandy, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, bye.
Yeah, earlier you said, well, it depends on how high my tab is before I start stealing things.
Or how cool the glass is. I have a goblet at home that I swooped once years ago.
The goblet's from where?
A bar in East Lansing.
Oh, that's right. You did mention that.
Mm-hmm.
You also stole from a Bubba Gump, making fun of her for Rainforest Cafe. There's Bubba Gumps like in airports.
Yeah, I went to that Bubba Gump last month when I was in Cancun.
You went to an airport Bubba Gump while you were on vacation?
Aaron loves the jambalaya. I don't know what to tell you. Now we have two Bubba Gump glasses.
Oh, my God. So, wait, this is recent. You can't even, write this off as, a college thing.
No, the Bubba Gump glasses I have at home are from the Bubba Gump in Fort Lauderdale. I did not.
When did you go to Bubba Gump in Fort Lauderdale?
4 years ago. Maybe longer.
You were grown ass woman.
Oh, no, I was grown.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't write this off.
Uh-huh.
Jacob's in Rockford this morning. Jacob, what do you got for us? Good morning.
I'm good. How are you today?
Doing pretty well. So what do you think about this? Have you ever stolen anything while you're on vacation?
Well, I have not, but certainly make the claim that Rachel and my wife are sisters.
What has your wife stolen?
Well, in our cupboard in our kitchen, we have a stack of what you call ramekins or small little sauce dishes, and none of them match because they're all from different restaurants.
What are they?
Ramekins. They're the little things that you sit on a plate to dip your sauce in. I am so okay with admitting this. I have swooped those on more than one occasion.
Ramekins?
Yes, those little things. You know, I love dip.
You do love dip.
I love dips, and I love things to hold my dip in.
Oh, my gosh.
So I take the ones from restaurants.
Thank you for checking in. We appreciate that. Rachel is now 18 shades of red. You didn't even remember you did that until he called in.
There are ramekins in my cupboard as well, sir.
Jacob's wife and Rachel keeping us ramekin free as far as restaurants go.
My Aunt Dawn taught me this. I lived with her when I was 20. And I opened her cabinet. She had a 3-foot-tall stack of ramekins, and she stole from restaurants.
How much dip are you eating that you need to separate it and contain it in such a way that you're just thieving from restaurants?
Yesterday, I made a quesadilla in my oven, but I couldn't decide if I wanted ranch or if I wanted a little salsa or if I wanted sour cream. So I had 3 dips on my plate for my lunch. Guess what? They were all in those ramekins that I stole.
How many ramekins from Wheelhouse?
None, actually.
Wow.
I get my business a lot.
She gave me a death look like, don't you ruin Wheelhouse for me.
I love the Wheelhouse. I'll be there on Sunday.
I will mess you up.
I don't think I'm alone here. Have you ever stolen something on vacation?
Yeah, my mom used to take out the hotel rooms. That'd be it.
I do that, too.
We were always there, too. We didn't do vacations when I was little in that way.
Yeah.
So it was always a weird family drama thing if we were in a hotel.
Yeah.
It's usually a funeral, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe she just thought, she's like, I'm very distraught. Let's just take the towels.
Somebody somebody once told me, and I've never stolen the towels, that you take the towels from where the pool is because they don't keep inventory of those. They keep inventory of the ones in the room, but the ones that are rolled up by the pool for people to use, you just snag those babies.
So they don't notice that.
Yeah. Apparently, that's what somebody told me. I get my towels.
You sound like you're so full of crap. A friend told me.
Asking for a friend.
A friend told me. It's like people that go to their priest. I think a friend of mine might be pregnant.
Is that friend you, Susan?
Right. Luckily, she's got a lot of pool towels if she has the baby. Just lay them on the ground and just...